This week, we celebrate a special anniversary. Plus, we've got you covered for Mother's Day. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club.
And this is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, May 6, 2016. Hello, I'm Josh Brawlerson from WESA Morning Edition host, Sarah Kovash, digital editor from the WESA Newsroom. Hey, Sarah.
Hi. I was jumping the gun there. I was really excited to say hi.
I could see the look in your eyes. You're like, when's my moment? Very good. And Rachel Carlson of Yale Pittsburgh.
My moment is now. When is my moment? It is now.
It is your moment.
Relish in it.
I am.
Hey, you guys, it's a very special Social Club this week.
Oh, yeah.
What? Do you know why?
Tell us why.
Because this is our 100th episode.
Wow.
That's right. For all you people who have been making scratch marks on the wall for 100 episodes. But there's,
this is it.
If you've been here since the beginning, you know how much it's evolved.
Early days of 2014. Actually, no. If you go back further.
Well, from being on the actual radio to being kicked off politely to... getting asked to do the podcast, it's been a great ride.
It has.
I would say so.
It's been such a great experience to share with you, Rachel.
Oh,
and
my
more
God.
Recently with you, Sarah.
Yay.
Yeah, thanks.
Because our family grows.
You know, I used to be a listener and now I actually take part. So this is very exciting.
So we've taken away a listener.
Yeah. Audience is down like 33%.
But thank you for everyone that listens because we want you to find out about awesome things somehow.
Yeah.
We love both of you.
Yeah.
Listeners.
We do. Scott from East End and
my boyfriend, Jim.
thanks, Jim. And the Science Center. So shout out to you guys.
That covers it.
But it is very exciting. And I do very much enjoy doing this. And I think that the time is...
The time is nigh
to explore all the awesome things going on in Pittsburgh.
Let's
so.
Do that.
Yeah. On this Mother's Day weekend.
I'll just jump right in. I can't get too teary-eyed. There's a beer garden that's happening. Unblurred is actually happening this Friday on Penn Avenue. Penn Avenue has hopefully gotten a little bit better with the construction all done and the sidewalks all done. And... hopefully some new businesses rolling into town. So they'll be hosting the first Friday Unblurred. And you can hang out at the Pittsburgh Glass Center because they're going to be doing a pop-up beer garden. And I love people's descriptions of the events because it says there will be a beer truck. Yes, that's a thing. And it's super awesome. So obviously.
Yeah, is this beer truck new?
I've never even heard of it until this event description, so I'm very intrigued to Google this
because they also have the beer bicycle thing that you ride,
right?
I can't remember what
it doesn't
called,
supply
no.
you beer though. You
just consume BYOB. Beer while you're
yes.
using it. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, you can head there 5:30 to 10:30 at Pittsburgh Glass Center. Obviously, Pittsburgh Glass Center is super awesome, and I'm sure they're going to be doing some demos, which is really cool to see. If you've not seen it, this is the time to go.
Have you made anything there?
I have.
What'd you make?
I made a tile that I actually never picked up, which is horrible of me. But it was really fun, and it was out of shards of glass, and then they go back and heat it up and mold it together somehow, and then magically it's a really cool piece of art. It's super fun. We did a Yelp event.
I missed that one. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It was.
Do you think I could like make a cool Mother's Day present at the Glass Center?
I bet you
that
can.
Because awesome. Moms like they have to like it if you make it yourself.
It is
like, very even if it's
true.
Just garbage. Hello. It's the law. My parents, despite never having been smokers, have a whole collection of awesome ashtrays.
Oh my god!
Really?
Because that was that was still being done when I was a kid.
Jewelry.
People thought that was a reasonable gift.
Even if you're not a smoker.
Yeah.
You want
it's
this.
Jewelry holder now or key holder. Or
yeah. Or, you know,
drink
your,
coins.
Your ribbon candy.
Yeah, can.
My tappies.
When the grandkids come over.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Pittsburgh Glass Center, actually, that's a good question because Pittsburgh Glass Center, if you head online, they have a whole array of classes and options for you to buy into. So you can do weekly classes. You can do a one-off class that they have. It's a very cool place. So yes, you can definitely make something or just buy something from there because they have a gift shop
that
too.
Sounds
so.
Really easier, yeah.
I made this.
Yes, I made this. Here you go. It's beautiful. We also have Pittsburgh Vegan Festival. I hear Sarah's super
like
excited for the faux cheese.
No, not a lover of faux cheese.
What do you call cheese that belongs to someone else?
Nacho cheese.
Oh, you knew it. Well, I had faux vegan nacho cheese, and it was delicious. And it says on the event invite, vegans, non-vegans, and all ages welcome. So everybody is welcome to come.
Well, that's pretty inclusive.
Maybe I'll go and see if I can find a faux cheese product that I enjoy.
Yeah, so it's at the Unitarian Universalist Church of the North Hills. I had to like really pronunciate that. And it will be Friday and Saturday, so you have 2 days to get all of your vegan loving self or non-vegan but like vegetables and such.
Like I could be vegan for a day probably.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of B52 just popped up in Lawrenceville, which is vegan and delicious, amazing cafe. So there's a lot of really great places, Zenith Cafe, that serve.
That's okay. I really like Amazing Cafe, and I didn't realize they were vegan.
I believe they are vegan. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that they do not have cheese products.
They have a very good curry dish there.
It's delicious as
oh,
well.
Oh, man, so, I had the best Indian food a couple weeks ago. It was like just off the parkway in like Forest Hills or somewhere on the Parkway East. It's like literally like right under the highway. It's this little tiny building that doesn't look like anything from the outside. And they've got like an Indian
products. Is it Udupi?
That sounds right. Yeah. I remember it was very highly rated on Yelp.
Yes.
And it was delicious. It's like South Indian.
Yes. Which is rare.
And it's like all vegetarian. And it was like, I remember thinking to myself, like, if I could eat this every day, I could handle it. I could be vegetarian. I don't think I could be vegan, but.
Yeah, okay. It's awesome. So check it out on Yelp. Anyway, so Mother's Day is this Sunday. And Mother's Day in Lawrenceville will be happening on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Tell me what that entails, because I was a little unclear what.
So 54 of the local businesses in Lawrenceville will have different options to celebrate Mother's Day. So pretty much I think what's going to happen is you head down to Lawrenceville and they're going to have special things going on at the different shops and restaurants. So it's kind of a smorgasbord of surprises.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and actually Lawrenceville does a really good job of organizing neighborhood-wide events. So even though the description's a little vague, I do have faith that they will make your Mother's Day a special one.
I believe that. Last weekend, I think they did a cat crawl.
No, it's this weekend.
Oh,
I will be going.
Break this down, though, for me. Cat crawl. Like this is some kind of variation on like a gallery crawl or a bar crawl, right?
So from what
order the cats crawl in some way. what the hell is it?
I think it's like you crawl from business to business and visit cats
and
that
are
available
at each
for
one.
Adoption. I think. Yeah. I think that's what I understood it to be.
And you have to do a shot each time.
Oh my gosh.
That a shot of milk.
There will be kittens and cats at individual businesses that you will be able to adopt in Lawrenceville.
Rachel, I love and respect that you took my facetious question seriously, and not only that, but you knew the answer.
Well,
you're a pro.
I've grown. Well, I was gonna say I'm also a crazy cat lady. I'm covered in cat hair.
Same thing Rachel knows. It's Pittsburgh events and cats.
Yeah, pretty much that's my specialty. So anything out of that, then I can't. Like sports, I don't know. I mean, I like the Pirates, but. So you can head to any of the participating areas. You have to buy a pass for $10, but obviously it goes to a good cause, which is Animal Friends. And it says it'll be a perfect catter day.
Points deducted. I'm sorry.
What?
What? You know, like, I love a good pun.
Perfect. That's the only pun anybody ever makes when cats are involved. You notice that?
Okay, no, it is an easy grab.
Or trying to work meow into a word that just never works out.
Calm down, meow.
That's a meowsing.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't bad, actually.
Thank you.
All right, points restored.
Okay. All right, great. So skipping back. Well, skipping back. I don't know if that's, you can do that. But May in Bed by 10.
Yeah, it's their 1 year anniversary.
At Spirit,
go ahead and say.
Oh, I was going to say, Spirit kind of took over Belvedere's. Do you know Belvedere's is now open again? It's an ultra dive, and apparently, I don't know, that goes with your PBR, so.
Gotcha.
They have 80s and 90s nights, which.
You know we love 90s.
I love 90s, so.
We've discussed it.
Yeah, I think that it'll be a fun time. But going back to In Bed by 10, they're celebrating their 1 year on Friday. So
yes.
6 to 9, you'll be cozy in your bed by 10 if you like to do that.
I definitely like to do that.
I'm looking at you, Josh.
What?
It's Josh needs like an In Bed by 7 dance party.
Yeah.
He can plan his own at Belvedere's. I don't even know if they're open at 7.
Right.
Now that, well, you can have your own dance party.
There's got to be like a there's got to be a club that's just for people that work weird hours, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like we, on occasion, after Morning Edition, we'll go across the street to Jack's and have a drink.
I like
and
to
there's
pronounce all, it
like it's full of people in scrubs that are coming off of.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who's a nurse who like loves morning drinking.
What places are open? Jack's is the only one I can think of that's open at 8 a.m. A bar serving.
Yeah. And I think they specifically cater to that crowd.
I mean, there's brunch places that serve drinks in the morning, so
well, might be like,
I mean, that's
mimosas,
not 7 a.m.
Bloody Marys.
That's true. I don't know, maybe I'm making this
a thing.
Up.
Or as I recently found this weekend at Carmella's after the marathon, a manmosa, which is awesome.
Beer,
yeah, it's Blue Moon,
it's just beer,
it's
just beer.
No, it's Blue Moon with an orange vodka and then some orange juice, which, as not a champagne lover, okay. I really appreciated.
I'd
really
drink good. That probably.
That sounds incredible,
yeah.
Happy marathon.
Oh, man. So I enjoyed some beer along the marathon route this year for the first time.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Because I had no particular goals or expectations of myself. But there's always like around mile 21 or 22 nearby the Church Brewworks. There's this group, and I don't know if they're from church or if they're just local folks, but they have a keg and they offer runners
a
cup of beer as they pass. And every time I've been like, nah, I better not. And this year I partook, and I'm glad I did. It was so refreshing.
Yeah.
And made the last couple of miles a little bit less
painful. You did the
painful.
Fool?
Yeah.
Wow. And so obviously this was a good one for you.
But then like within another half mile, there was like two more people that had set up. So this is a thing now, like multiple beer stops along the marathon route.
I love it.
That sounds awesome.
It might have slowed me down, but it helped me. It was
that's
less,
good.
It was,
Sarah,
it was less
you
painful.
Did, didn't you do?
I did the relay. So I just did a 5 mile leg. I did the second leg.
And that was okay.
Yeah, it was good. Actually, it went really well. And my coworker, Noah, who I was running with, we both finished and we were like, we feel good. That wasn't even that bad at all. And we were like, let's do the half marathon next year. So
right on.
I know. Oh, I really want to. I feel like I could. I could train in a year.
You totally could.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've deviated completely, can we talk about beer again?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
By all means.
So Voodoo Brewery is having the Fleet Awakens too, which they did a major food truck rally, I believe last month. And they're doing this on Saturday from noon to double question mark. Whoa. Mm. And they're going to have a ton of different food trucks around. Again, when I look at the list, there's food trucks I've never seen before. So you can always.
There's so many popping
Evil
up.
Swine. I've never heard of that before. But
I like swine. I feel like that's going to they're gonna
be
have a lot
delicious.
Of bacon.
And then we have the Greek Food Festival.
Yeah.
Which is always a big one.
Yeah, that's on Sunday at St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Oakland.
What do you call that fast food-ish product that you get at Greek restaurants that's.
Oh, I know this has been a topic in the news lately.
How do you pronounce that word?
I know that it is pronounced gyro.
Yin's got a gyro.
Here they say gyro, and I say if you can't beat them, join them, because I feel like it's just going to make me sound like a jerk if I'm constantly saying gyro, so I just say gyro.
Well, what I wasn't expecting was to be corrected in a Greek restaurant by someone I presume was of Greek descent, possibly, telling me when I ordered a gyro, giving me this ugly look.
That you ordered a gyro?
I asked for a gyro,
and
thinking
they said,
nothing of it. And he was like, oh, a gyro? Yeah, I'll get that for you. Sorry, dude.
Whoa. You were just trying to be proper.
Yeah, but apparently that was pretentious.
Well, Pittsburgh.
The whole rest of the world says gyro.
Not Pittsburgh.
Not Pittsburgh.
No.
Yeah.
We've got pierogies in that.
What's the plural of pierogi?
Pierogi.
Is it?
No, it isn't. No.
Like you don't put an S on the end.
No, Liz told us that our coworker, Liz Reed, said that pierogi is plural and one pierogue is the singular.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So we're all saying it wrong.
Wow. I don't know that anyone says that. I hadn't heard that one before, but.
Well, I think what would really mix you up would be speaking in Korean, which we also have a Korean food bazaar going on Saturday.
I'm super excited about that because I'm sure that there are people that know where to find Korean food and good Korean food in the city, but I am unaware of these places.
Right.
Yeah. I could not tell you anywhere off the top of my head to get
the
Korean food.
The Golden Pig. Robinson. I think I'm saying that right.
Korean food is so delicious. So I'm excited that there will be a bunch of it in one place.
Well, I believe the Golden Pig, and that would be a reference that I would have to check on Yelp, is a very popular, highly rated Korean place in Pittsburgh. And it is, it's in Cecil. So you can hit up the Korean Food Bazaar on Saturday from 10:30 to 4. Obviously, lots of ethnic eats this weekend. So we round out the weekend with two events. Stay with me. Record Fest is going to be at Spirit. So you could even, if you don't want to stay in by 10, you could stay up until 2, maybe find a corner to sleep at Spirit, and then just hang out on Saturday for Pittsburgh Record Fest number 15. Obviously, tons of records. And
do you have a record player?
Awesome drinks.
Do you guys listen to records?
Yeah. I just got into it.
She's one of those people.
Yeah. I am very excited about it. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. And so I'm excited and looking forward to going to a record fest because I have not been yet. So I need to find me some vinyl. And then also the Neighborhood Flea is the last one I got for Sunday. So you can celebrate Mother's Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of fantastic items for mom and for yourself because I will probably buy something myself as well.
I feel like my mom would love that.
Let's be honest.
My mom would love it if she wasn't scared to come into the city.
Oh.
She thinks she's going to get mugged on every corner.
No. Mm-hmm. It's a friendly... I mean, they're making flower crowns at the Neighborhood Flea.
I know that.
It's just to lull you into a false sense of security.
Yeah. They're making flower crowns. We're okay. So this is... I have sad to say, across from the closed Marty's Market. It's in the parking lot. Oh, gosh. Now you're really testing me. It's between, I believe, 23rd and 24th in a large parking lot. Lots of flea vendors as well as makers like I know Farmer's Daughter does a lot of the floral arrangements. So head down there with mom.
This is wedged in between luxury condos and sort of boutique-y
in Uber
businesses. Your mom should feel very safe.
So happy Mother's Day to mom.
And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Catter's Day, Catter Day to all you cat people.
All right.
Yins, want to get some gyros now?
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but lucky for us, it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.